It is the post-match show. We are in East London. We've just been to the London Stadium, and now we're in a rather cool, very hipster, but we are with Dan Morgan. Establishment now. Our fair play dance round here. It's great. We're looking over industrial East London, and it's a great spot. There's loads of great bars down here. I'm stalling because the match was a bit mad, but I am joined by Robbie O'Neill, by Dan Morgan, and by Craig Cannon. And it was all the hits for me, Robbie, a lot of the hits, frustration. The first half was a bit of a sort of a nothing game, but then they come out second half, they show purpose, they get the equaliser, they get what should be the winner, and then they're sloppy with the finishing and sloppy with the equaliser.
Yeah, I think sloppiness is the key word. That second half was one of the most frustrating halves of football I think I've ever seen, because I think we've seen that all of the promise that Liverpool have shown this season, and we've just seen all the same creaks and all the same problems that have blighted us and essentially have cost us the fucking league. It was frustrating beyond belief. There was a lot to take from it. I think with like some of the players, like in particular like Gakpo, I think you're seeing how over the last few weeks how he's kind of like, he's been one of the players who I think shown at times, but then you're also seeing like that incident with in the second half where the fucking goalkeeper just decides he's injured, the referee decides the goalkeeper's injured. It's like at that point I'm just thinking, put the ball in the net. And it's kind of like that lack of killer in those front players that we talk about. It kind of like just like was so prescient in the second half. Diaz had the most of chances. Gakpo could have scored, and then at the back, it's fucking stupid fucking goals to give away. Two free headers. Like, he scored from two free headers, one from a corner, and the second one was just sad and nothing really. It's just frustrating in the extreme. And you know, I think there's a lot of lessons for any incoming manager to take from watching that today, because I think he's going to have some pretty fucking like mentally exhausted players to work with in the summer, and I think that second half was showing that quite well.